setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. And we're talking about your work contribution. Work is not a four-letter word. It's not something that you should be doing or have to do just to simply live. There's so much more to it. You know this. What if you could make the money that you desire and experience meaning in your work? What if you could have the income and the impact all in one job? Would you sign up for it? That is possible. The dream job where you use what you do best, your talent. You do work you love, passion. You produce results that matter deeply to you and your values, mission. Where talent, passion, and mission align, that's your sweet spot. And there are multiple jobs, career paths, even dream jobs in that sweet spot. So we want to help you no matter where you are on the journey. Welcome, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. All right, we love to start off with teaching each show so we can give you something practical that you can apply. And today I want to take on what I think is a real scourge and I think is a real career killer if you do it wrong. And that's the concept of networking. And by the way, very few people really go, oh, I love to network. And let's just talk about it. What is so gross about it? Well, these big events where you show up and everybody's meeting each other and it feels like speed dating on steroids and it's gross and everybody's trying to jockey and figure out who can help me advance. Who do I need to meet? And what happens is it turns us into these relationship vampires, right? Right in on somebody's neck, suck whatever you can out of them, and you leave them for dead and move on to your next victim. That's not the way to get ahead. I want to give you just a different angle on it. Yes, the act of making connections is important, and that's the word. Stop networking, start connecting. Networking is hurting your reputation, and honestly, it's not as effective. I'm an extreme extrovert. I love meeting people. It's great. It gives me energy, gives me juice. But my introvert friends do it better. Why? Because they'd rather be caught dead than go to one of those networking events. It drains them, sucks the soul right out of them. What do? They do the one-on-one connections. They dive deep. We can learn something from them. Connecting. Connecting is I show up. I've set an appointment, whether it be online, Zoom, or a good old-fashioned coffee or lunch. And I'm adding value to somebody who can help me by treating them valuably. I show up. I'm grateful. I'm humble. I am a human sponge. I've got something to write with. You know me. I love a pencil and a moleskin. I'm asking questions. I need some knowledge. I also need some wisdom. Knowledge are facts. Wisdom is opinion. And I learn from them. And I show tremendous value by paying attention, not wasting their time, and being very, very grateful and humble in the process. Here's what happens. When you do it that way, it's not just the one-on-one connection. It is the human connection that is created. They're going to appreciate you. You have made them feel valuable. Thus, you've given them value. That's the big hang-up that I hear all the time. Ken, I don't have anything to offer anybody else. That's not true. You offer them the greatest thing, and that is to feel a sense of value. Everybody loves to give their opinion. You go about it the way I just described, they're going to walk away and go, I like that person. They were humble. They were kind. They were grateful. They were hungry. I like them. And now a connection, a human connection, a relationship has begun. That repeated often and consistently is going to yield opportunities where people show up and knock on your door. That's the difference between networking and connecting. I promise you, it works. If you want to dive deep on this, I wrote a best-selling book entitled The Proximity Principle. You can get it at kencoleman.com. And it is the art of connecting so that you can beat the competition. The Proximity Principle, great book. It's all about the deep dive on connections, and it'll change the game for you. Connections are the currency by which we move forward. 844-747-2577. It's a caller-driven show. Let's go to you. Danielle starts it off in Jacksonville, Florida. Danielle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Danielle. How can I help?
So actually, I called a few months back at the end of last year. I'm feeling like I'm in another pickle. I called in the context last time of I was in a position at a law firm. I was prior to being in the previous firm, I was a prosecuting attorney. I'm in a similar firm this time. I'm doing tax work still, but I'm feeling a little bit unfulfilled, but a little more fulfilled in the sense that I'm dealing with more complex matters. So I'm not feeling as bored.
Okay, so let me jump in real quick, just okay. So that I got a full picture. By the way, try to move your phone a little bit. You're a slight bit muffled. When you called me before, were you a prosecuting attorney and you wanted to jump to this kind of work? Is that where you were before and you did that? Or catch me up. Remind me.
No, I called. I was already at the tax firm, but I was feeling a little bit bored.
Where you are now?
No, I was at a previous firm.
Okay, how long ago was that?
That was maybe about 6 months ago.
So you've been in this new firm for 6 months, and now you're in another pickle. And the pickle is, give me the straightforward answer. What's going on?
Frustration around, like, management, leadership, ethics a little bit.
Okay, so what's your question for me?
So I've put in my resignation. I don't have anything lined up. I have a little bit of savings, but different people at the firm have been trying to convince me to stay on board. They see me as an asset.
Okay.
So I'm unsure of where to go.
Okay.
Okay.
So first of all, you shouldn't resign when you don't have something to go to. You have a little bit of savings. That is nowhere near where it needs to be. Now, I think we got a chance here to do this better. The owner of the firm reached out and you told him or her the concerns?
Some of the concerns. One of them I feel like I can't be 100% vocal about because I feel like their business partner is one of them, one of the concerns.
Okay, so when you shared the other concerns, what was the response?
One of them, they felt like they had heard that concern before and it was fixable or they were going to do something about it.
Okay, what about the other stuff? Did they give you satisfactory answers to where you go, I feel like I've been heard, and I feel like something's going to change? Where are you on that issue right now?
They did. Some of them, they felt like as far as the micromanagement, they heard me out, but they were not going to change it. I mean, they justified it and said, like, they understand those concerns,
yeah,
but they're not going to change it because of a business perspective. They feel like they need to have.
Okay. So how much of this is you? How much of this is you? Because you were unhappy before, you were bored, you moved in there 6 months later. I mean, there's the common denominator in all this, and I didn't say you did anything wrong, but the common denominator is you. So based on what they've said to you, and they want to keep you, feels like you should give it a shot and stay there for longer than 6 months. And at least if it's not fixed in six more months, at least you got time to find something to step into. That would be my advice. I don't think you've been there long enough to leave. I didn't hear anything egregious. Give it a chance. I'd come back. You can climb the ladder and make a great living by doing work that's meaningful to you. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. If you're looking to grow, lead, and make an impact, this book is for you. It has the step-by-step plan to taking your career to the next level. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Promoted bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move up the ladder. That's right, position, pay, purpose. We're helping you level up. you know there's more to work than just a J-O-B. We want to help you win in all of those areas. That's pretty darn good. Alex, the producer, we need to write that down. We help you level up in pay, right? The profession and purpose. I don't even know if those are the three words I said. I think I added another one in there. Every once in a while, folks, I say something. I think, oh, that's good. I probably should write that down. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Waynesville, Missouri. Brooks joins us there. Brooks, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Wayne. What's up? Excuse me, Brooks. Sorry, Brooks. Brooks from Waynesville. I got all mixed up. Go ahead, Brooks. What's going on?
So my question is, I'm currently an Army officer, and I make about 110 a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking to get out in about 2 years from now. And everything that I'm looking to do or I think I would enjoy only pays about 35 to 45 starting out. I don't want to stay in the Army just for the money, but I don't really know how to complete the the goal of doing something that I like.
Well, I want to dig into that, but first I want to say thank you for your service. You're a great American.
Thank you.
So what are we looking to go into that only pays 35 to 40 to start out?
So I took the career assessment and just based off of what I am liking or think I might like, something in the trades or construction management, maybe an electrician or something like that. The problem is I have no experience in those, and it's a 6-7 year commitment to get to the pay that I'm at right now. And I'll be like 35 before basically just starting over.
What do you do in the military now?
I'm an Army officer, so I'm at school right now, but it's mainly managing people.
Exactly. I knew the answer. I wanted you to say that right there. I wanted you to say that you're an officer in one of the greatest organizations in the world, and you are leading people. So if you want to move into construction management, yes, there are some technical factors at play, but the reality is that you moving into a larger or mid-size construction firm, whether it be residential or corporate construction, I don't think it's as big a leap as you think it is. I could be wrong, but I don't think it is, because companies that are looking for somebody who know how to lead people, man, you're off the charts qualified for that. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, then. So I think what you're looking at is you're going, well, Ken, I want to move in the trades, but do you want to be working with your hands in the trades for a 7 to 10 year period, or you want to eventually own your own business? What would be up the ladder? Because you're talking about getting in to some trades, but what would the end result, the dream, look like?
Be to own my own business, either on the electrician or the construction side.
Yeah. So here's what I know. I know you've got 2 years to do your homework and make some connections. I know you've got 2 years to potentially even get some qualifications while you're still in the military. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And so the reality is what do we need to do financially to be able to make the transition? So we've got some homework we've got to do to answer that question. Could you jump into a leadership position overseeing a team of people that are all experts in what they're doing, but you're in a management position? Do you have to be a skilled tradesman as a carpenter, for instance, to be a leader in a construction firm? What do you think the answer is?
Probably not.
That's what I thought. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, I got 2 years to do homework. Well, you can do this homework in less than 2 days, 2 weeks max. And now we come out of this and we go, okay, now I can see entry points that are much closer to the $110,000 that I make. Okay. I'm going to challenge you to do more homework, even on the electrician stuff. I don't believe you're correct that it would take you 7 years to make $110,000 as an electrician. I don't believe that for a second. And I want you to go prove me wrong. I'm okay if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I've put out posts on social media recently, even on Instagram and TikTok, where we talked about positions like an electrician that don't require a college degree and how much money you can make. And you wouldn't believe how much money people are making. So what you've got to do is you've got to get super clear on what the future landscape actually looks like, not what you just, I did some cursory research and I'd have to start out making 35 as an electrician. And go, okay, what can I do in the meantime in the military? What training can I get? What qualifications can I get so that I can step right into it? Now, poke some holes. Anything that I'm saying that doesn't square or that you got questions about?
No, it's just the whole starting over from the beginning. I'm going to be almost 30 when I get out of the military, and from what I've seen, just going into those trades and the schooling and stuff for it, it's, you know, 18, 19 year olds, and I don't want to be 40 getting back to where I'm at now.
But you won't. You keep coming back to that. That's just not true. I don't know where you've concocted this story. You're coming
out. When I was looking at it, you have to be, to own your own electrician business, you have to go through the apprenticeship and the journeyman and then the license electrician, and then the master electrician is where you can own your own business and hire other electricians, and that whole apprenticeship and journeyman is, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Okay, but my point is, do you want to do that or not? Because you're talking to a guy, and I don't know if you know my story or not. I'll give you the short version. I was 33 years of age when I decided to move into broadcasting. I had no degree, no experience, hardly any connections at all, and I did it. It took me 7 years to get to Ramsey Solutions and 3 more years to step into the dream job. You're talking to the wrong guy if that's your big thing. Either you want that future or you don't, and you've got a really good gig in the military right now. And I don't think you have to start at $35,000 a year. Maybe you do, but I don't think you'd have to do that for very long. And if you got to get another side hustle to juice that, and you save up some money and you're a young guy and you make sure you have no debt, you do whatever it takes. But I think coming out of the military, you got 2 years head start to make connections with people who'd be willing to go, you know what, you get this basic electrician training, I'll start you at higher than that, and I'll help you, and I'll walk this through with you. But you haven't even explored that yet, have you?
No.
Now, listen, I've given you ample opportunity because I'm like, you're a hero to me. I want to help you, okay? I've given you ample opportunity to disagree with me, and you haven't yet. And that's because you either, A, haven't done enough research to know absolutely that I'm a little bit ambitious and I'm a little bit too positive, and I don't have a grasp of the facts, and that may be true. I don't think it is. But there is a way for you to do this.
I think you're right. It's just sounds a whole lot simpler coming from you than all the stuff running around in my mind.
I get it. But you know what you're doing? You're focusing on all the little steps, and you're focusing on the journey. And you know what you're not focusing on? The destination. What's it like? I want you to just spend a little bit of time. You may think this is silly, so don't tell anybody you're doing it. Go somewhere where nobody can see you. I want you to sit under a tree, go to your favorite place outside. I want you to get totally quiet, and I want you to sit there and make yourself dream, make yourself visualize what it would look like and feel like and sound like and all the things if you own your own electrician firm 10 years from now. Will you agree to do that?
Yes.
Because you know what your problem is? You're focused on, man, I'm an officer in the Army right now. I make $110,000, and I'm going to have to go backwards a little bit, and I'm going to have to build my way through and slog my way through to get where I want to go. You know what? Boo freaking who? I had to do it, and you got to do it. So you need to decide, young man, what do you want your future to look like? And I think you know. Then you got to sign up. Get after it. Don't call me, folks, going, well, I'm going to have to go backwards and go a little slow. I did it. You got to do it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you find work that you love, that pays you really well, and gives you an opportunity to move up the ladder. Come on, it's not a job. It is purposeful work, an opportunity for you to work on purpose to maximize your performance. 844-747-2577. One of the ways we do that is by bringing you not just tools, free and paid at kencoleman.com, but bringing you relationships. I know that searching for a new job is stressful no matter how put out you are with your old one. And I know that there are a whole bunch of jobs that are available right now. And so the best way to get going stress-free, pain-free, is ZipRecruiter. Number one job site in the United States, they act as your personal recruiter by connecting you with the jobs and companies that are the best fit for you. They present your profile to employers, and then they give you updates by letting you know every time somebody looks at your profile, gives you a thumbs up, or ask for your contact info, and they allow companies to contact you directly. It is easy, and it is the way to get hired. It's 100% free for you. Not one penny does it cost you. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, back to the phones we go. Raleigh, North Carolina. Chris is there. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Chris. What's up?
All right, so I've been in accounting for 15 years. My wife is extremely frustrated with me. We've got 3 kids, and basically, you know, I've hit the ceiling as far as my job growth. I mean, my boss has talked to me directly and says I really need to get the CPA license in order to advance.
Let me interrupt real quick. I'm sorry. Sure. Why is your wife frustrated at you?
Because she looks at my career and like her friend's career, like her family's, like her brother's careers, and basically says, like, you know, you're a loser. This is not what I signed up for. You know, basically, I'm not where she thought I would be financially.
Your wife called you a loser?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry, brother. That is devastatingly painful. Do you want to be an accountant? Do you want to be a CPA?
Accounting is very boring. You know, it's very transactional. It's the same process, you know, month in, month out.
Yeah, you just answered my question. You just answered my question. You don't want to be an accountant. Okay, we got 2 things here. We got a lot to unpack, and I'm going to come back to the wife and what's going on there in a second, okay? But I want to know, what is it that you want to do? You don't want to be an accountant. What do you love?
I like mutual funds. I like investments. I like researching. Like, I'm really good at picking stocks.
Okay, so you're a numbers guy and an analytical guy, but instead of making them all work and order them up and put them in a spreadsheet, you want to make them turn into more numbers. That's your juice.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Did you hear what just happened?
No.
You chuckled. When I said you want to make numbers turn into bigger numbers, you chuckled. Did you catch that?
I guess subconsciously it just happened.
Yeah. I want you to grab onto that.
Okay.
You get great joy. So let's just fast forward this. What do you have to do to get qualified to be a retirement advisor, financial advisor, stockbroker? Come on. You know. What do you have to do?
Series 7 or Series 63.
Yep. How long is that going to take and how much is that going to cost? Do you know?
I don't know the exact details.
You can get the answers to those questions as to what you need to do to get qualified by the end of the day, correct?
Right.
You better believe it. So I just want to clarify something. I already know the answer, but I want you to hear yourself. If I could fast forward you into becoming qualified to be a financial advisor and you begin to help people with their investment portfolios and retirement funds and yada, 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 and you were crushing it and making really good commissions on those things, making really good money, and I've guaranteed you that tomorrow, how quickly would you step into that?
Right now.
Okay. That's what you've got to do. Now, here's the journey. You find out by the end of the day what certifications and state licensing and whatever you need in North Carolina. Then you figure out how to save up the money, or if you've got the money, you go ahead and sign up today and you start the qualification process. I'm going to give you a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is going to help you leverage relationships and connections and art your way into connecting. It's an art form. I teach you how to do it, and you're going to start making connections while you're getting qualified. Stage 2 and 3 of my 7 stages. And then you're going to get an opportunity to step into it, and you're going to move from being an accountant who's so bored that the spreadsheets are sucking your soul out of your body and into the monitor, and you're going to leave, and you're going to step into this new role. Now, while you're doing that, you're going to sit down with your wife, and you got to get some relationship counseling, because I got to tell you something. What she said ain't cool, and I'm not going to put myself in the middle of your marriage, but for her to say that is wounding, and it's going to hurt you. But I'm going to tell you something. While you're fighting for your marriage, you better be on purpose in your life. It'll give you the extra juice to fight for your marriage and get healed and get her healthy. Help her get healthy. Because a woman that will say that, or a man, by the way, about their spouse because you didn't sign up for this, she ought to be going, babe, you're not happy. I know you're not happy. I support you getting happy. I want you to be happy. Not, I didn't sign up for this. But do you see how you making moves to do work that you love is as important as working on this marriage?
It is, yes.
Do you have kids?
3.
Do you think she's going to quit on you, or you think she was just hurt and nasty and just said something in pain?
No, I think it was truthful.
So you think she really believes that?
Yeah.
You think she's going to quit on you?
Well, I mean, that's how it feels.
What happens if you have this conversation with her? Say, hey, I called this guy Ken Coleman, and we talked through what I really want to do, and this is what I really want to do, and I can actually get there, and this is how much it's going to cost, and this is how long it's going to take. What do you think she'd say to that?
She'll say, prove it. Like, you got to show me.
Okay. But I want you doing this for you.
With words.
Yeah, but hear me. I want you to do this for you, because here's what I know. If she is done with you and she's that nasty and she's that hurt and whatever else is going on and she's threatening you, if she does that to you, you got to be at a place where you can't be in financial destruction, nor can you fall into this purposeless, meaningless hole that the pain of a divorce and a woman who's saying that kind of stuff to you is going to cause. So you have really got to take steps to move forward on that for you, so that you can hopefully get to a place where you guys can get to marital counseling. And I'm recommending that, but you take action steps first. You tell her what you're going to do and say, I want to fight for our marriage. Do you want to fight for the marriage?
I do. Yes.
Well, then you better freaking sign up today.
Okay.
And you tell her, babe, I'm doing what I was created to do. I didn't like the way you said it. It hurt. It's not cool. We need to work on us. But while we're working on us, I'm going to step out and do what I was created to do, and there's going to be plenty of meaning and plenty of money with it. You hear me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
You better fight. You better fight like your life depends on it, because I'm going to tell you something. For those 3 little kids, you all need to get healthy. You all need to find the spark. You all need to fix that marriage, and you all need to move forward. Don't you dare quit. No matter how much she wants to quit, don't you quit.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate you trusting me. Folks, I'm going to tell you this. The data is everywhere, and I'm going to summarize it for you. I don't have a bunch of fancy data in front of me, but I've done the homework. There's all kinds of data out there that proves that when a man or a woman is on fire in their work, they are doing what God created them to do. They are using their talent to do work they love, passion, to produce results that matter deeply to them. They are alive, and it makes them better husbands and better spouses, better wives, and everything else. Don't miss this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women are coming to get clear so they can get qualified. They're showing up to get connected so they can get started. They're showing up to get promoted so they can get the dream job. so they can give themselves away. We're talking about promotion, performance, and purpose. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. And I think that's everybody. And we want to help you. There is a clear path to get there. Those seven stages I just went through, I don't care who you are, where you are, that is the clear path, and we want to help you along the way. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Just a quick mention, the book that is that entire plan, the seven stages, the clear path to doing what you were born to do, work you love, is From Paycheck to Purpose. It is available for pre-order. It's going to help so many people for years. People say, Kent, I got your book, The Proximity Principle. Doesn't help me figure out what I want to do. Well, this book plus the Get Clear Career Assessment is in a bundle. The assessment's a 15-minute online process that's going to blow your mind, help you identify what you do best, your talent, what you love to do most, your passion, and results that matter most to you, your mission. Fills it out in a purpose statement. Now you have a compass. And the book itself is the guide up the mountain once you've got the compass and you know which mountain you want to climb. There's a $30 bundle right now that includes both of those assets, plus the ebook, the audio book, and over $100 worth of other free stuff. It's a crazy deal right now. KenColeman.com. Go get it. Comes out November 9th. You get the assessment right away. All right. To the phones we go. 844-747-2577. Raleigh, North Carolina is where Trey joins us. Trey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how's it going, Jen?
I'm living the dream, Trey. What's up?
Not much. I actually had a question. I have a meeting tomorrow with my department director. The email is about to discuss career growth, but I also want to, you know, bring up about how my, you know, my current role that I'm in is unfulfilling. But there are other roles within the organization that I will be able to display my skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I don't really see my department director that much. They're not really, you know, boots on the ground as I am.
Yeah.
So I don't see them that much, but I don't know how to kind of go about that conversation tomorrow in the one-on-one meeting.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, let's just talk about posture and then specifics. The posture means the way your spirit, from everything from your body language, including your face, to the way you speak, the way you communicate. Your posture needs to be one of humility and hunger. Humility in that you don't act like you deserve anything. You're not ever coming across or even saying anything remotely close to, I deserve this, I put in my time, and I deserve this. None of that stuff. It's, I want to be here. I want to grow. I've identified a couple of roles that I think would be a tremendous fit in that. It's in my sweet spot. I've got this talent. Talk that way to them. They've never heard people talk like this, right? I've got the talent right for it. I love the work, and it creates a result that is very missional to me. And I've identified these, and I think it's a good fit because it's a new challenge for me. I'll be super enthusiastic about it. It's growth opportunity for me, but it also allows me to be a great asset to the company. So our posture is one of enthusiasm and humility. Not I'm the best person for it. I'd like to discuss that with you because I want to be here. I want to add more value. And so it's less about the frustrations. Now, when it comes up, when the conversation about your current role, I'll go, hey, there are some challenges that I'm facing. It's the way you word it. We're not trying to be politicians, but what we're trying to do is not put that leader in any way on the defensive. And we also want to make sure that you look like a person who's, you know, just honest, but also not a pill, right? You're kind of going, here's some current challenges that I think we can address. And I've put some thought onto how we can address it. But I'm here to talk about growth. And these other roles, I'm super excited about, and I'll do whatever it takes to have a shot at it. I think that's the posture. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So the details will take care of themselves in the conversation if you are forthright, but very, very humble. And so I would lay it out there, but I'd let him or her, whoever it is, drive the meeting. And then when it's your time to talk, I'd bring it up and say, hey, I want to be an asset here, because I think that's true, correct?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, just gratefulness. Grateful to be here. Grateful for the opportunity I have. I'm excited about this. Here's why I'm excited about it. I think it's a could be a win-win. Just the way you speak. Any other questions on that?
No, I'm not. I guess if in the event, if they try to, I guess, kind of deflect some of the questions because they're not, you know, maybe used to, you know, employees possibly coming to them to express those things, I guess then where do I guess, kind of take it from there? You know, I know there is kind of positions that I have applied for, other positions.
Internally?
Yes, internally, that I have interviewed for, but it wasn't, but not in my specific.
So these other positions, are they under this current leader as well?
No, they are not.
So I wonder if we're even bringing it up to him. I don't know what the...
Well, the, one of the ones that I didn't, one of the, one of, well, the only one, the position that's above me that I did go for, there were several positions up for grabs, and I wasn't even given an interview, so I really would like to know.
Yeah, I would just say, but here's
everyone else in my department would like to know.
Yeah, so you know what I would say? I would say in that one, hey, look, I don't have sour grapes. Obviously, I wanted the opportunity, disappointed to get a good shot, but I want to learn. What can I do to be more valuable? You've been listening to my show long enough to talk about, you know, the growth plan conversation, correct?
Yes.
You go in, you go, hey, where can I be better? What can I do better? What are some things I could add to my tool belt? So things I need to improve on, things I need to add, right? Pretty simple stuff. That puts you in a really nice posture, great humility. You're open. That's a wonderful place to be in. Then we say, hey, in this particular situation, is that why I didn't get a shot at it? I just simply didn't have some things, or I needed, you know what? And just see how that goes. But as it relates to this other position or these two positions, I think you mentioned, correct? Two?
Yes.
Those are under another leader. So in your company, is it frowned upon if you apply for another position under another leader? Is it frowned upon? I'm guessing no, but I'm just wondering.
No, I don't. I personally don't think so.
Do you have to tell your current leader?
No, I don't.
Well, I guess my point is the way you all do business, do it that way. I would not overshare. I would get answers on the stuff you want to get answers to. But if you want to put your hat in a ring for something else, I would just say, hey, I'm looking at this position. I'd love your endorsement on it. I would tell my leader. I'd say, hey, are you cool with me looking at another position? And here's why. You know, so there's no weirdness there. That's just how I would roll. So I talk to him about it. But if y'all don't do it that way, you don't have to. But I would only, you know, talk to him about it from a standpoint of, you know, you'd like his blessing to move into something else. Because I would assume if you apply for something in another position with another leader, they're going to contact him, correct?
Yes.
Well, then I would definitely tell him. So scratch everything I said about the other option, not telling him. I'd tell him. But I would get his buy-in and excitement maybe for it, or some endorsement or some kind of a blessing. Because I just don't see you rising above if you don't get some buy-in there. So here's everything I've said, I don't need to repeat. But I would add one thing. You want to win this meeting on a personal level. I think that's your goal. Does that make sense what I'm saying? You understand where I'm going?
Yes, it does. I understand.
Win with him personally in this meeting. I think that's your best chance for getting the ticket to the next thing. I really appreciate the phone call. Don't overthink this. You're an accomplished person. I talked through all of what I think are the practical strategy pieces, but the reality is win this thing personally. And if you do that, I think it's going to give you the best shot at getting the information you want and the opportunity that you want. My time is almost up. Before I let you go, remember that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.